Neue Musik von der Band Ann Horse Started a Fire aus ihrem neuen Album Modern Air erschien Anfang Mai und es war die erste Platte nach über 8 Jahren Pause. Das dritte Album ist jetzt bereits erschienen und heute Abend spielen Ann Horse im Badehaus auch nach langjähriger Pause endlich wieder in Berlin. Und jetzt sind Ann Horse auch bei mir im Studio. Kate und Damon, hey, hi guys, how are you going? How is it going?
Hi.
Great. Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good because today it's pretty chilled and cool outside.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But where have you been? 8 years. It's been such a long time. What happened? What you been doing?
Yeah.
We got lost in the forest.
Yeah. We
what
only
forest?
Just found the way out.
Life.
Yeah.
The forest of life.
Life
I can
happened.
Feel that.
Yeah, life yeah. happened. Some life stuff. You know, we were touring a lot mm-hmm. and I just got a bit burnt out, needed to chill and yeah. then took some time out and then, you know, at the same time, my dad got really sick and
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's life, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's that life forest we were talking about. And I just didn't want to write really sad songs. So I kind of had to wait for that to resolve itself. And, you know, he's dead now, so I can write songs again.
So after listening Started a Fire, you burnt down the forest?
Yeah. No,
yeah.
I only want to plant forests, no burning forests. There's enough of that going on in the world.
Yeah, that's unfortunately,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're on tour right now, so how does it feel to be on tour, like, after you felt burned out after the last tour, like, 8 years ago?
Yeah.
How does it feel to be back on the road?
It feels great. And we've actually been out a little bit last year, a fair bit, actually, in the States.
Yeah.
And Canada. So it feels good, but touring in Germany is the best.
And I've heard that you moved to different cities. You moved to New York and you moved to, I don't know.
Montreal.
So pretty far away from each other. How did it work to make songs, to get back together?
It actually became easier because for so many years I was living back in Australia and yeah. Kate was still in Montreal.
Okay.
And now we're really only like an hour flight or a 6 hour drive away from each other. And we rent a rehearsal space in Montreal where it's a bit cheaper. So I go up there quite a bit to work
yeah.
with Kate. It's actually become easier than it was before.
Yeah, it's great.
And because there's only two of us and with technology these yeah. days.
Thanks
we can sense.
To the internet video chat, it works
right.
well.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's fine. It's actually totally fine. And there's only two of us, so it's not like we're trying to coordinate
okay.
six people or whatever. So it's cool.
But have you done other music stuff besides the project in the last 8 years?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah. I've played with a few different bands. And, you know, I work with different bands in various roles, touring. So, yeah, we've been pretty busy doing other stuff for those years. But we were always writing. Well, we only really took a couple of years off and started writing again quietly. Mm-hmm. And then eventually had all the songs
yeah to
together.
Us it felt like I think it was like 2 years and then we started writing again
okay
but we just didn't rush we were like people can
time.
wait, and we yeah. just wanted to have fun so yeah.
So when was the point you get back to in the studio to record a new record? So was there a specific point when you said, okay, we wrote enough new songs, let's get into the studio?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we had a lot of songs mm-hmm. and yeah, we took our time and we found the producer we wanted to work with and then we had to wait for them to be available. And yeah, so that was, I mean, when we recorded the record, that was last year. But, you know, we'd been in and out of the studio in Australia, in Brisbane, where mm-hmm. we lived, doing demos, and then we had a little studio set up in Montreal, and you know, so we were kind of recording the whole time. We actually demoed really extensively for this album, which is not something we'd previously done, which was really fun. And maybe those demos will see the light of day
yeah.
someday.
How did it feel to get back to recording after all that happened in your life or your adventures and even the sad stories? did it felt like, I don't know, we have to get back into it to learn it again?
No.
How to do it now?
No, it just felt like we'd had a holiday.
Yeah.
It's about
okay.
the same.
We fell right back into it.
Yeah.
It was
so
great.
There was the need for something has to get out.
Yeah. Yeah. It was time. It was okay. time. Yeah. So and it felt really easy, and that's the whole point. It
so you didn't change anything about the whole, like, you're still a duo, you had no other,
I mean, you know, like, we'd like to have a touring member or two, but
yeah.
it's better financially to keep it two people.
Nice. Let's talk about business. It's okay. Yeah.
You know, just keeping it real.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally, we'd like to do that because it makes it a little easier for both of us. Yeah. But
we experiment with, like, you know, whoever we're touring with or whoever's opening for us, or if we open for someone, there's usually some kind of, you know, someone will join us on stage for a couple of songs and we might join the other band. So there's always a little bit of, you know, someone joining us, but it does, we did make the conscious decision to keep it as a two-piece, just the dynamics and I guess the chemistry and whatever. We have tried to have other people at various points and it just changes it.
Yeah. We like each other too much. We don't want someone to mess with that.
And it's better for the carbon footprint on tour.
Exactly. No,
cars.
Yeah, for real.
That doesn't need to be so much bigger.
Yeah.
For sure.
Awesome. Yesterday you were in Hamburg and you already told me that the last time you have been to Berlin with N-Horst was like 8 years ago, something like that.
Correct. Mm.
Was it strange to be in Hamburg, or is it strange to be in Berlin back again and to see old faces maybe again and after such a long break? Because for you, the break was pretty short, but for us it was like 8 years.
I know, yeah. It is pretty strange because I have a terrible memory and people are like, Kate, and I'm like, hi, and Damon's
hi.
Like, hi, and knows their name, and I'm just like, I am terrible.
Hello, human being.
Hello,
I just say,
you?
G'day, mate, how's it going? No, but that's, you know, that's my own doing. My memory, but Damon's really on it. But it's really nice to see people and old friends, and it's really lovely to be back.
Does it feel like some kind of a reunion yesterday, and
yeah.
Will it be like today?
And especially in Hamburg, because our label Grand Hotel Van Cleft is there, so we got to hang with the label folks, and they're a really good time.
Okay, let's listen to another song of your new record, Modern Air. The song is called Breakfast, and afterwards we're gonna give away some tickets for tonight's show. Oh, cool. Also, wir werden gleich noch ein paar Tickets verlosen für das Konzert von N-Horst im Badehaus, und dann hören wir auch noch ein Live-Stück, das sie mitgebracht haben. Also gleich mehr hier N-Horst mit Breakfast, und wir haben es damit 15 Uhr und 18 Minuten. Breakfast, ein neues Stück von N-Horst aus ihrem aktuellen dritten Album Modern Air, auf das wir 8 Jahre warten mussten, und auch die Band, die heute Abend dann endlich nach 8 Jahren wieder in Berlin spielen wird, im Badehaus, um genau zu sein. Wir werden euch auch gleich Tickets dafür verlosen. Bei mir im Studio sind nach wie vor N-Horst, Kate und Damon. Und after hearing this song, I was thinking about, are you like both breakfast people?
I am.
Yeah?
I eat big breakfast. I like getting up early to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
I'll have a second breakfast.
And the third one? I feel like in Lord of the Rings, like,
yeah.
Like with the hobbits, and then it's like second breakfast.
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in Germany. Very good breakfasts.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're on tour, I feel like breakfast time can be pretty difficult.
Yes.
There's some early starts. Usually we catch the breakfast at the hotel.
Do you have some culinary rituals while being on tour? Like, everyone has its own backpack with very special stuff?
Yeah, I like to bring coffee, but I don't bother to do that in Germany because the coffee is so good.
Really? It's good?
Yeah, compared to other places we tour.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's best in Australia,
but
then, Germany's good. Yeah.
Okay. Last week we had a visit by the Pixies, and we were talking about politics and music, and they try to separate both worlds. And I was thinking about and wondering, because you are like pretty engaged in the LGBTIQ scene. Mm-hmm. So how do you think about like mixing politics and music together, or singing about politics? Do you feel like it's a big topic? Or?
Yeah, I think it's unavoidable.
Yeah.
I really do. And, you know, our band is about, you know, our lyrics are really honest, and, you know, usually I'm singing about stuff in my life,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to, you know, I wish I had the privilege to separate politics from music.
You
but
feel
I
like
don't.
The Pixies have a privilege.
I think so.
To say so.
Yeah, I think so, for sure. So, especially being, you know, a woman and doing this stuff. So, I think it's really important too. And I also think, you know, a lot of young people look up to you and they're looking for answers, and it's nice to hear that, you know, there's allies around and that kind of thing. So I think it is important.
Yeah, you're almost spending like 10 years ago together as N-Horst.
Mm-hmm.
So you're grown in the band. Do you feel like that the whole music scene changed a bit, like in regards to diversion or like privileges or something like that?
Yeah, definitely. Especially in the period between when we stopped and started again. There's been a noticeable you know, difference in diversity in music and acceptance and embracing, you know, like back when we were playing, you know, when we first started out, there was so much emphasis on Kate being a girl.
Yeah, like,
what's it like being a girl in a band kind of bullshit questions.
We re-released our first record on vinyl in the mm-hmm. States, and we had to go and look through some old press, and Damon was sending me these old pieces of press that were just so, you couldn't write that now and not get in trouble. Like, mm-hmm. So yeah, it's changed for the better, and there's so many more women around making music, and tours are more fun.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's awesome. He's hoping that it keeps changing.
Yeah, we all hope that it's getting better and better again.
Yeah.
Or better. And but tonight you're going to play at Badehaus, and we are going to give away some tickets right now. So, also wenn ihr heute zu Anhorst ins Badehaus wollt, ab 20 Uhr geht's los. Dann ruft jetzt an unter der 030-2000-9000. Und Kate und Damon haben uns jetzt auch ein Live-Stück vorbereitet, und zwar ein Stück aus ihrem neuen Album Modern Air. Der Song heißt This Is A Song, and I read about that this song actually, it's a pretty good... I mean, like a metaphor for your band, for your feeling about the band. Can you maybe explain what you mean by that?
You know, it's kind of about just embracing the fact that we're weirdos. But it's cool because mm-hmm. there's heaps of other weirdos, and when the weirdos find each other, everyone has a really good time. So it's kind of us encouraging weirdos to be weird and, you know, celebrate it and don't worry about anyone else, just have a really good time. It's all about having a good time while we can. So
okay, so all you weirdos are invited to the night's show.
The
and
more freaks, the better.
The more freaks, the better. Heute Abend im Badehaus Anne Horst, und jetzt live auch hier bei Flux FM mit ihrem Stück This Is A Song.
This is a song for all the times you didn't belong. This is a song. They got you wrong. This is a song. I know, I know. Ah, ooh. Ah, ooh. Ah, ooh. Ah, ooh. This is a song for all the times you
mit This Is A Song. Heute Abend spielen sie im Badehaus, und nach 8 Jahren sind sie endlich wieder zurück. Thank you for coming around. And thank you to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Have a great show tonight.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks so much. Bye.